Yo, it is your boy, it's Mike Love. What's going on? And today is April 3rd, 2004, and it is 6:58 a.m. Pacific time. Man, listen, I am so excited. This is my second stint in Arizona, and I had to make sure that I enjoy Sedona. I am an hour and 21 minutes away until my destination. The scenery is beautiful. I'm just so grateful for life. I'm so grateful for all the things that I'm overcoming that once held me back. I'm just so grateful for understanding. I am. I'm so grateful for knowing who I am and knowing when to let things go. Because, man, these last 3 years, I have been holding on to a past relationship. And I just finally decided to, like, this is it. I cannot speak with this person. Me and this person, this connection is so strong that I can't speak with her. You know how, what's his name? John Hancock? I forget the name of that movie, but when he had a wife, or he had another soul, that whenever they got closer, it made each other weaker. That is my situation. I genuinely love this person. I haven't for a long time, but you can't love another if you don't love yourself. A lot of it is infatuation. So I feel such a release. This day, it was Sunday that just passed. I was going through, you know, my kids were in Africa. You know, I'm glad they got to experience that. But I was not too fond of why they went over there, and, you know, the thing, like, it was just, I just felt like things were moving too fast. You know what I'm saying? And the human mind is like, you know, she ready to give my family over to another man already. Letting them call, like, it's only been a year and some change. And they already talk about calling stepdaddy because he does some things for them. Like placing obligations on him already. Which should never be obligations. He's placing them on himself because he feels like he has to be that because society tells you that. And it was really bothering me. It really was. It was bothering me. Like, literally just giving my family to this man. That's basically what she was doing. And the human part of me was like, oh no. So I had to take a break. My thoughts were running like crazy. My mind never runs. Man, son, it was going overdrive. I was just thinking about everything. I could not get her off my mind. And I come to realize that Shauna told me, you're only gonna meet yourself, and that's so true. So whatever you try to put on other people is gonna come back to you. So I was dealing with black magic. I did not want to allow my pride and my ego would not allow me to let this situation go. I'm just being honest here. So I started dealing in magic about a year ago, putting spells and all this shit. and it did not work. I see that it does work. I'm not going to say that it doesn't work, but it did not work on this particular person, which was my wife. It kind of, it caused her to go through some things that weren't cool. And, you know, it backfired on me. It had me assessing with her. It's crazy. I'm going to always be honest. I don't care who judges me. They can say what they want. You know what I'm saying? You got consciously, if you thought it, you did it energetically. So if there was no consequences of our fear of going to jail or something happening, a lot of you guys would be murderers. A lot of you guys would be doing some fuck shit. We just got to be honest. So how can you judge the murderer, the rapist, anybody? Because you guys, it has came across your head. If you ever said, man, if he was a little older, come on, man. Come on. We got to be honest here. But I was going through. And that Sunday, I was about to put on my music and DoorDash, like I always do. And something told me to put on Shauna's Audible. Man, as soon as I put that on, I started crying. I was crying from 9:30 in the morning to about 7 or 8 at night. I was crying all day, even as I was dashing. I know the people could see the tears in my eyes. Her words, the things that she was said, were so powerful. There were tears of joy, there was tears of release. I can't tell you how much that has helped me. Oh my goodness. Shauna Starr is really a gift to this earth. And I know people, oh, she's a woman. Why do you think they tell you not to listen to women and women should be quiet and submit? Why do you think this? Just like love, fear gets knowledge, because fear, everybody that's operating from fear and control was once a source of love. So they are still going to get information manipulated. So they knew Shauna was going to raise up, and they did everything they possibly could to stop her from remembering who she was and what her mission was. But that didn't work. She was strong enough. She had her son for a reason, because her son helped her remember. Man, like that is so powerful. It's so powerful. I'm proud of myself that I allowed myself to really just listen and trusted myself. Now I'm with the situation now. Right before I go to Sedona, they cut my DoorDash off. That was my, besides the blessings just coming here and there out of the blue, that was my only source of income. Now I can't DoorDash. You know what? I wasn't even stressing. I thought, like, damn, what am I going to do? There's so many things that I wanted to do, but I said, you know what? I'm going up here to Sedona, and I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm not going to stress. And then I decided, you know what? I'm going to stay all 3 days up here before I leave AZ, and I'm going to take this in, and I'm going to enjoy myself. Because there's so many places in Sedona that I want to go. So I'm on my way up here. And when I leave here, I don't know how I'm gonna get income, but I'm not stressing. I have money saved up. And when it runs out, you know, I know I'm trusting the universe. But, you know, I believe, you know, the universe is gonna send somebody my way. I believe, you know, anything but it is, you know what, it's not even what I don't even care about what I believe anymore. Whatever the universe has for me, it's going to be. As long as I follow my intuition, I'll never be hurt. Creation won't hurt itself. You know what I'm saying? I am creation in the physical. So I'm just flowing. I want to leave the country. It's been pulling at me. I might just book a ticket. No fear. Figure it out later. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm telling you, man, we are so powerful. We are so powerful. I just love you guys. I thank everybody for listening and tuning in. Shauna has a Zoom. I think everybody needs to listen to it. It's called The Reset. Are you ready to rise past that current version of yourself? I'm grateful. I know people are not going to understand me. As people live in fear and people are scared that they're going to lose everything. But I'm here to be an example. I am. I'm here to be an example. And I have to walk in that example. So, you know, I got a couple of people that I'm going to ask. If they say, you know, if they say no on what I need, then that's cool. I'm not going to stop fucking with them. I'm not going to stop talking to them. There's no hard feelings. But, when you don't ask, you can't receive help. You know, I'm grateful for everything. You know, the old me would have been like, damn, why you just spent all this money when you was in Nevada doing all this stuff and going out to eat and doing all this, buying all this stuff for people and doing all this. But no. I'm not gonna say that. I enjoyed it. I wanted to do it. You know what I'm saying? Even though I don't have to do it for someone to feel special, I wanted to. And I had a great time doing those things. It brought joy to me. So I just want to tell you guys, man, be honest. This shift is here. This world that we know it as is not going to be the same. If you're not continuing to rise in yourself, if you're letting your traumas bother you, then you got to go help us from the other side. And you can't look at death as a bad thing. There's a lot of powerful people who are going to be leaving. And they got to help us because they can't do it down here. They weren't strong enough to get past, you know, what they were going through. They didn't, you know, everything is a choice. We all have a choice. You can trust yourself, trust your intuition, trust God, which is your highest self, trust the universe, which is all you, or you can be living fear and go with logic. Logic always gonna keep you in a society's mind state. But this is so beautiful, guys. I'm just going to take all this in and, man, I'm in a good space. There's some things that I need to work on, and you know, I'm just glad that I'm not a crazy sexual being like I used to be. That's all I was thinking about. I'm not out here trying to sleep with everybody. I'm definitely not. No. You know, it's been, and it's crazy. The more you don't want to sleep, the more they want to offer it to you. And I've been shutting it down. You know, I'm at a place right now, I want genuine peace, happiness. You know, I've been in that space. I was there. When I was choosing me, I wasn't getting upset about things. I was flowing. Once I started, you know, getting comfortable, that's when I started to go backwards. But as Shauna says, each level is the same lessons, but on a higher level. And I felt that. That's deep. Look at these mountains. I'm way up here, man. It's just like, damn, I'm a part of all this. That's what's so beautiful about it. I am a part of all this. Why fear? You know, why fear? I want my fear of animals. That's the thing that I got to get over. I really want to get over that. This is so beautiful. Oh my God. I just want to go run in the field. Oh my goodness. Man, this world is beautiful. This earth is beautiful. Creation is beautiful. Just as each and every one of you are, regardless what you do or what you go through. That beauty is within still. I'm gonna let you guys go. I wanna take this in. I just wanted to let you guys know what was going on. I wanna share my journey. I'm not the same person I used to be. And I'm proud of it. And it's time for me to rise to another level. So I wish you guys nothing but the best. And, you know, they're going to talk about me. Who cares? They're going to talk about you. Who cares? They talked about Jesus. They talk about Shauna. They're going to talk. Let them talk. You keep rising in yourself so you can help Mother Earth rise. I want to see you guys here. Even though death is not a bad thing, I want to see you guys here in the physical with me. And some of you souls, this is your last time coming here. You got to get it right. You got to get it right. I love you. I hope everyone has an amazing day. And just remember, everything is a choice. Always choose you. Because when you choose you, you choose all. And to my children, I love you. Thank you for all that you have done for me on this journey, especially my oldest daughter. Her heart has been so pure. She's learning to let go of things, and I'm so proud of her. My daughter wanted to help me. Man, she don't even understand, like, what that did to me, just seeing that she loved me and she wants to do whatever she can to help me on my journey, stay in my style too, stay in my authentic self. Man, I'm grateful for you, Chloe. My age is Janiyah, Troy, Anaya, Nasir. I love y'all. I'm grateful for all y'all. Thank you for supporting and helping me, give me that energy I need to keep pushing. To my followers, I thank you too as well. Peace.